You find yourself hunched over a desk, face down in some textbook. You must have passed out while studying calculus, chemistry, biology. Ah, hell, it doesn't matter. The test is tomorrow. You're fucked either way. You feel a bit of deja vu. You remember. You graduated years ago. What the fuck are you doing back in college? Could this be a dream? Quick, what were those dream signs again? Mirrors. Light switches, stop signs. Fuck, you can't find any of those things. Don't wake up, don't wake up, come on. Think. What else? You remember. You look at your hand and count your fingers. 1, 2, 6. Okay, this is good. Weird, but good. You entertain the plausibility that you are, in fact, dreaming. Don't think, just do. Okay, let's take a look around. Wow, everyone is studying. Must be exam season. You notice a bunch of jocks studying across from you. A particularly burly jock catches your attention, wearing a baseball cap, gray hoodie, listening to headphones. Do you dare look under the desk? You're pretty sure this is a dream, so why not? In a completely cliched fashion, you accidentally drop your pencil. The pencil that you so conveniently conjured just now. Peering under the desk, you see he's wearing dark sweatpants. You can just barely make out the faint outline of his huge cock, a subtle wet spot where the tip of his penis is. Sporting a pair of Nikes, he idly taps his feet on the linoleum floor. You find yourself transfixed by his big feet. Gosh, they must be at least size 12s? Your dick just springs to attention at that very thought. Okay, if this is a dream, then you can do anything. But you're gonna have to stay focused. Don't get too crazy. This is your dream. But for God's sake, keep it together, man. Since this is a dream, can't you just walk over to him? And before you could finish that thought... Alright guys, I'm done studying for the day. Gotta go hit the gym. He gets up and starts to leave, gym bag over his shoulder. As he walks past, the familiar stench of testosterone and sweaty jockstraps creep into your nose, intoxicating you. The raunchy smell brings you back to your college days. You would frequent the gym, but you weren't there to work out. No. You'd head straight for the men's locker room and pretend to get changed, just so you could get off on the smell of sweaty, athletic men. So readily available, the dominating smell of muscular, athletic jocks who had just worked out, wafting through the cramped human space. Yet these muscleheads don't even think twice about it, completely oblivious to the intoxicating effect that their scent has on guys like you. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. If this lucid dream is gonna work out, you're gonna have to be in control. It has to be believable, at least up until the point when you are certain of your surroundings and release all of your inhibitions. Okay. Where were we? Right, the jock. He just walked past you with that sweaty gym bag. Oh, that smell. Stay focused. He's headed for the stairwell. the stairwell that takes you to the main floor. Go on, follow him, before he disappears. You follow the sexy hunk outside and pause. How do you get to the gym again? Visualize it. It comes back to you. The overpass, the security center, the walkway, the swimming pool, the gym. As if reading your mind, the hunky jock leads the way. Better keep moving. You arrive at the gym. The double glass doors close behind you. You catch a whiff of intoxicating man scent, even from the entry area. A hint of chlorine. The men's locker room is just steps away. Follow your nose. You push open the door to the men's locker room and step inside. Immediately, you are nose-fucked by the warm, humid musk of hot man scent, gym bags, and sweaty jock straps. You feel like you've stumbled into a steamy rainforest, but instead of trees, it's men. A sexy man forest, crowded with tall, muscular, chiseled hunks, still dripping with sweat from intense physical activity, their big dicks and balls just swinging about without a care in the world. They notice you and stop what they're doing. One of them in the middle of changing out of his gear, another about to remove his sweaty jock, yet another about to head for the showers. Their handsome faces curious, eyeing you up and down. What are you gonna do? How will this play out? You lower your gaze, but not out of embarrassment. No. You are in control. You are deliberately searching for something. There's something you want. Big dicks? Maybe, but not in this fantasy. No, keep looking. Lower. Lower. There we go. Feet. Bare jock feet. Feet that have been cooped up for hours, all pent up in those rank, damp socks, building up sweat from running, playing soccer, basketball. Man, they reek so bad. No. They reek so good. And they're all here for your pleasure. Go on. They won't hurt you. All eyes are upon you as you saunter toward the middle of the cramped locker room. Good-looking men towering you in all directions, you feel surprisingly safe, encircled by these tall, gentle hunks. As you look up at their handsome, welcoming faces, you notice they are each unique in their own little ways. Different hairstyles, different facial hair. Some of the men grinning playfully, others gazing with impish lust. Noticing these subtle differences just turns you on even more. You feel your dick twitch as one of them brings over a blue gym mat and lays it down at the center of the tiled floor. Others start moving benches to either side of the mat. One particularly good-looking jock with a strong jawline beckons you to lie down. Somehow, you already know what's going to happen. Without hesitation, the muscled men proceed to strip off all your clothes. You lie down on the gym mat completely naked, completely exposed, your back pressing into the cool polyurethane, that familiar smell of sweat, foam, and rubber wafting into the air around you as the well-used gym mat compresses under your weight. Idle chatter resumes as dozens of hunky men take their seats on the benches that flank you on both sides, running the length of the gym mat, their stinky feet just inches away, teasing your olfactory receptors with their faint, subtle odors. Oh, how you wish you could just sniff them all. And as if reading your mind, the men begin putting their feet all over your body, literally from head to toe. The hot, rank feet dangling inches above your face instantly grab your attention. Luckily for you, the two handsome jocks tending to your face were just about to peel off their damp, ripe socks when you showed up, unannounced, stopping them in their tracks. And because of that, you now get to enjoy the full virgin aroma of their sweaty socks straight from the source. Now I'm gonna warn you, they absolutely reek. Are you sure you want to smell them? I meant these socked feet are so rank.
Oh, okay, you're going for it. All right.
Ignoring my incessant ramblings, you pull those sweaty man feet in close and press the balls of those feet directly into your nostrils. The handsome jocks playfully wiggle those damp, socked toes against your nose to really work it in good. Without hesitation, you take the deepest fucking whiff you can ever imagine. Fuck. Sublime doesn't even begin to describe how wonderful these stinky jock feet smell. To your left, delicate notes of grass and dirt peek out from the otherwise ripe socked feet, perhaps from a long, hard game of soccer. To your right, you catch hints of hot rubber from the treadmill, the lingering, stagnant odor of sweaty gym funk. You find yourself in an absolute state of ecstasy and almost pass out from the intense pleasure. As you continue to perv out on those ranked, socked feet in your face, you start noticing the pleasures of several other huge pairs of feet that explore and caress the rest of your body. And when I say huge, I really mean it. These feet are fucking massive. Size 12s, 14s. Do you think you can handle that? You turn your attention to the pair of jocks' feet that fondle your chest. You feel those talented, muscular toes just grabbing at your pecs, twisting, tugging at your nipples. Man, these feet, they're soft, yet rough in all the right places, giving you that perfect amount of contrast. You notice the feet on your abs, it tickles a bit, but soon you start to enjoy it. The ticklish sensations gently accent the otherwise overwhelming pleasure that you feel on the rest of your body, reminding you that in reality, all good things come with a price, making this fantasy that much more believable. You are in absolute bliss. After a few more quick sniffs of the ripe socked feet in your face, you continue on and focus on the feet that are stationed at your next erogenous zone. Two pairs of talented jock feet tend to your junk, taking turns stroking your hard shaft, tickling those aching balls, not missing a beat. The soft pads of their big jock toes just gliding up and down the length of your cock, teasing your sensitive cock and tender balls to produce more and more slippery pre-cum. The hunky men operating these feet probably have the toughest job of all. They strive to pleasure your dick, yet never enough to make you come
We wouldn't want this fantasy to end so soon now, would we? The two handsome men grin at you and shake their heads no. They chuckle and continue with their idle banter. They know exactly how much pressure to use, how fast to go. Boy, you sure know how to conjure the perfect fantasy.
Do you like that? Let's keep going. Next is your thighs. Two ruggedly good-looking athletes explore the insides of your thighs with their big jock feet. They know just how much this turns you on. Their toes caressing so close to your dick, yet never touching it. No, it's not their place. We already have your junk covered by two hunky men. Knowing that their feet are dedicated to your inner thighs, that secret nether region, makes you feel so appreciated, so understood, and, well, so horny at the same time. Oh, don't think that your lower legs aren't getting any love. Two hunky soccer players sit at either side of your legs, one tending to each leg with their quick, agile feet. They each place one foot on a knee, gently rotating them about your kneecaps in unison, showing you erogenous zones you never even knew you had. With their other foot, they caress your shins up and down, using various parts of their feet, sometimes toes, sometimes the arch, sometimes the heel. These soccer players sure know how to work their feet. That random variation in their touch is almost too much for you. But you soldier on. Finally, sitting at your feet is the most beautiful hunk of a man you've ever seen. With the face of a chiseled Greek god, those piercing eyes, tenderly gazing right into yours. Those mountain-like traps, sculpted by gods. He flexes each part of his body as he lets you, no, encourages you to eye-fuck him from head to toe. You are transfixed by his muscular pecs as he bounces them rhythmically. He's practically egging you on. His massive biceps and powerful forearms drape over his bent legs, his feet planted firmly on the floor, tightening those rippling washboard abs as your eyes keep wandering down, 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 towards his crotch. Man, what a cock. Have you ever seen a penis so perfect? He knows you're looking at his cock, so he flexes that thick, veiny shaft a couple of times, teasing you, beckoning you with his beautifully sculpted member to come closer. That scrumptious foreskin, all veiny and bunched up, just begging to be pulled back. The handsome hunk nods and understands. Without hesitation, he starts teasing back his foreskin with his thumb and index finger. He exposes that beautiful flared cock head, adding notes of semen and piss to the list of many raunchy odors that already waft through the air. And just when you thought the stagnant man scent of the room couldn't get any funkier, those perfectly plump balls just begging to be sucked on by your hungry lips so that you could tease out just a little bit of pre-cum. And right on cue, a drop of pre-cum seeps out of his dick,
At this very moment, you stare in awe as it shimmers in the fluorescent lighting of the locker room. The chiseled hunk grins and winks at you. But they all know you're not here for cock today. No, you want feet. You want all the feet you can get. So this handsome, athletic jock hunk is going to take those huge size 16 puppies of his and press them against yours. Ready or not, here he comes. Your feet connect with his. The sensation sends sharp jolts of sexual energy throughout your body. It's almost better than touching dicks. You can feel the heat from his big jock feet, still hot and sweaty from doing deadlifts at the gym. Exercises you could only dream of performing. You are surprised at how soft and tender his big, rugged man feet feel against yours as you dig your toes into his arches. The unexpected contrast is so shocking that you almost shoot your load right then and there. But the two hunky men tending to your crotch feel your cock start to vibrate and react quickly to soften their actions. The rest of the men follow suit. You pant and try to control yourself. Each and every one of the muscled men gaze thoughtfully into your eyes and gauge your state of arousal. You regain your composure and are ready for more. You hear what seems to be the sound of squeaky wheels approaching. Wheeling in an industrial laundry cart is yet another sporty jock wearing nothing but knee-high socks. As you ponder what they could possibly have in store for you next, the humid man funk of the room suddenly gets stronger yet again. The hunky men who were smothering your face with their feet stop and get up, while the rest of the men continue to fondle you with their hot feet. Together with the sporty jock, all three of them look down at you with mischievous grins on their faces. Are you ready for what's about to happen? The hunky trio take turns picking out pieces of dirty laundry from the hamper and hold it up to your face, allowing you to smell each article one after another. Man, just when you think this fantasy can't get any kinkier, you always manage to one-up yourself. Well done. You enjoy all kinds of dirty gear. Rank, grass-stained socks. Oh, I know you've been eyeing those soccer players during practice, fast and agile. You'd often fantasize how these athletic feet would work your junk. Those nimble toes just flittering up and down your exposed cock and balls. Rugby cleats. The insides of these shoes just absorb that foot funk so well. You bury your nose into each shoe, breathing in that ripe foot stank as you imagine ripped, aggressive, hunky rugby players asserting dominance on the field. Asserting dominance over you as their raunchy foot odors fuck your nose into submission. Cycling chamois, the padded kind, just drenched in ball sweat and pre-cum, cupping his balls from start to finish. Those powerful quads and glutes just pumping away, like how you're pumping away while fantasizing about the hot cyclist whose ripe chamois you stole. The three of them are smiling and having a great time, making small talk amongst themselves, all the while they serve you piece after piece with their bare hands. Like this one, for instance. Oh boy, are you in for a treat. This right here is the jockstrap of the team captain. The sporty college jock holds it in front of you while sporting a big devilish grin on his face. You ready? He brings it right up to your nose. It's still warm, damp with sweat and other bodily fluids. Sniff. He makes sure to press that wet spot right into your nostrils, using his strong man fingers, allowing all the rishi odors to fuck your nose. The scent is just out of this world. This jockstrap has been worn so much that the scent of the captain's sweaty balls are permanently infused into the fabric. Imagine a jockstrap that no matter how many times you take out to sniff, it never loses its precious, irreproducible scent. This is that jockstrap. Sniff. You sniff again, deeper this time. Your eyes roll to the back of your head as you experience true ecstasy for the first time in your life. You breathe in all of that sweat and pre-cum, accumulating from all those practices, games, playoffs, and of course from that championship victory. Man, they sure played hard that night. In fact, you're pretty sure the team captain jizzed himself right when they scored that final touchdown. You suddenly realize you've been smelling his fresh cum all along. And not just any cum. No, this is victory cum. The aroma is so overwhelming that you finally orgasm from inhaling all those raunchy fumes. You come from smelling the captain's filthy jockstrap. Spurt after spurt, your dick shoots thick gobs of cum all over the talented athletic feet that have been teasing your sensitive penis. Your orgasm is so intense, you begin seeing stars. The muscled men all gasp and sigh in surprise. You can feel all of their feet clumsily try to zero in on your crotch, jostling to get in on the action. It's not fair that only the crotch jockeys get to play with your fresh cum. You ejaculate again from the delightful pleasures of dozens of slippery jock feet frolicking all over your cock and balls, all the while relishing in the profound aromas of the captain's semen-soaked jock. Finally, the sporty jock removes the captain's jockstrap from your face as you gaze into his smoldering eyes. Did you like that? He smiles impishly at you, giving you a little wink. You are dazed and disoriented, and you love it. The muscular jocks all slowly wean their feet off your body as a humid musk of sweat and testosterone continue to waft all over you. They all worship your body with kisses, each of them kissing the body part that they had been foot fondling for the past 2 hours. One by one, they head for the showers. In the distance, you hear the faucets turning on. Lighthearted banter echoes throughout the locker room. Completely satisfied, you finally pass out with hints of captain's cum still lingering on your face.